Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef means more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Heart in Harmony. Wounded by a bullet meant for her friend Peg Martin, Penny Gibbs is in the hospital. An operation was necessary, and now, 3 days later, Penny's mother, Grace, is able to come home and say to her husband, Jed,
Penny's going to be well again in a week or so, Jed. The operation was completely successful.
Barring further complications, Grace, there's always that.
Yes, I know. Those things always have to be taken into account, but the doctor says there's very little danger of that.
Well, that's certainly good news. I was afraid for a while there that we were going to lose her.
Last week, I was almost sure of it. And I think the doctor was a little frightened, too. Oh, Jed, I get sick just thinking about it.
Now, Grace, let's not get upset about something that might have been and wasn't. Penny's going to be all right now. How soon will she be coming home?
Well, next week sometime, or maybe by the end of this week. It all depends on Penny herself, how she feels and what she wants to do.
Well, the doctor better not leave it up to what Penny wants to do, or she'll be out of that hospital and home today. I wish she were. I miss her. The house isn't the same without Penny around.
Oh, nothing's the same without Penny.
No, not once you've known her. And you know what that is. Because Penny is one of those rare unfortunates who shape and dominate the lives of others.
Well, Penny doesn't dominate anyone.
No, not consciously. Not because she tries to or wants to. It's because she has to. That's why I called her an unfortunate just now. For in many ways, Penny is an unfortunate girl.
Oh, she's had her share, more than her share of heartache the last few years.
She'll have heartache all her life, Grace, because some force greater than herself will make her share the troubles of others. You and I can partly close our eyes and minds and bolt shut the doors of our hearts to other people when it's practical to do that, but not Penny. The door to her heart is open to everyone. It's open and it has no latch or key.
She is unfortunate, isn't she? I've tried so hard to make her live her own life, but she can't or won't.
Oh, it's not that she won't. She can't, that's it. She just can't. Do you think she worried about herself when she was shot by Peg's husband?
Well, I know she didn't. I was with her when she regained consciousness, and as soon as she realized what had happened, she asked about Peg.
There you are. That's exactly what I mean. But I guess I shouldn't laugh about it. Tragedy, in a way. A real tragedy for Penny. But a great help to those in trouble who bring their troubles to her door.
Oh, dear, the telephone.
Yeah, probably Dr. Ryan calling up to find out if I'm taking my medicine.
Probably.
Nora says she'll report me to him if I didn't take it, and it would be just like that child to keep her promise, too.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Penny!
Oh, now, don't be alarmed, darling. I'm all right. Johnny just stepped out of the room for a minute, so I thought I'd call you.
Well, are you sure you're all right, dear?
Yes, Mother, I am. Look, don't bother to come back to the hospital this afternoon.
No?
No, Johnny will spend the day with me. He's dead in his wheelchair?
Oh, yes, he is, dear.
Could I speak with him? This is the first chance I've had.
Well, yes, just a minute.
All right.
Jed, it's Penny.
Penny?
Yes, and she wants to talk to you.
Well, look out. Here I come, and this go-kart better be able to take the speed.
Oh, Jed, you crazy.
Penny called just to talk to me, did she? Oh, here, let me have that phone.
Here you are, dear.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Jed. How are you?
Oh, my. You never mind how I am. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope to be home pretty soon.
You better come home soon, or I'll get arrested for driving this wheelchair down Main Street 90 miles an hour.
Oh, Jed, don't do that. Do you miss me?
Miss you? Why, you ought to be spanked for asking a question like that. Of course I miss you. We all miss you.
Oh, it's nice to be missed. I miss you, too. All of you. I worry about you.
Well, now, you don't worry about us. You just get well and get home where you belong. Hospitals are no place for pretty young women.
Well, thank you, kind sir.
You can thank me when you get home. You better hang up now, though, Penny. It might not be good for you to talk so much.
All right, darling, I will hang up. I am kind of tired, but I'll call you again.
All right. Well, whenever you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, then. Goodbye.
Bye, Jed.
Now, how about that? She phoned just to speak to me, didn't she, Grace?
Mm-hmm. Especially to talk to you.
Yeah, just like Penny to think of me, no matter how hurt she is. Why does that child have to be hurt when all she does in this world is good? Well, I could answer that myself. It's just the contrariness of life. Yes, life's mighty contrary sometimes. You know, the strange fellow, that Martin, he hasn't even mentioned Penny's name, and he talks about his wife. I want to see Peggy, he keeps saying.
Well, then I think she ought to see him. I have a hunch he wants to tell her he's sorry.
Well, you ought to tell Penny he's sorry. She's the one in the hospital. And he ought to tell you he's sorry. You've been up there with Penny ever since it happened. Practically a hospital case yourself.
I couldn't leave the hospital when Penny was still in danger, Jed.
Oh, I realize that, and I don't mean to complain, but it was rather unpleasant here with both you and Penny out of the house.
Well, I'm flattered to know I was missed. But I'll be around from now on. Penny won't be alone without me. She can have lots of company now.
Good. Yeah, I guess Johnny Keith will be up at the hospital now as much as you were.
Well, as a matter of fact, he was there when I left, and he's still there.
I can see where Penny had better get well in a hurry, or Johnny will sit up there at the hospital and let my business go to ruin. remind me of something, Grace.
What, Jed?
Remind me never to turn my business over to a man in love, because a man in love doesn't have enough on his mind.
Sure, it's all right for you to have another drink of water, Penny. This is your third in an hour.
Oh, yes, Johnny, it's all right. Doctor said it was good for me to drink as much water as I could.
Well, okay, if the doctor said so. Here, I'll take it through the drinking tube and you'll have to lift up.
I don't like it that way.
Now, look, the doctor wants you to lie still now.
All right. Won't argue about it.
That's a good girl.
Oh, golly. Good. I guess I was thirsty.
Well, that's because you had a fever for so long, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, you look a lot better now, though. Some of the color's come back into your face.
Has it, Johnny? Mm-hmm. That's good. I still feel awfully pale, though.
Well, you'll feel pale and weak for some time to come, I think. But if you'll just take it easy and not try to get well in one day, you'll be all right.
I'm all right now?
Oh, no, you're not, young lady. And that's what I mean by not trying to get well too fast. You had a narrow escape, Penny. You could have been killed, you know.
I know, but I wasn't.
No, thank goodness. You wouldn't even have been hurt if I'd used my head.
Johnny, please, don't feel that way. If you and Freddie hadn't stopped Jim Martin, Peg would have been killed.
Yeah, we could have kept him from hurting you if I'd grabbed his arm some other way and pushed it up instead of to one side. That's what made the bullet hit
you.
Look,
Johnny, please. You have to stop blaming yourself for what happened. Johnny, you saved Peg's life, and I was hurt by accident. Listen to me, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Peg's husband didn't intend to hit me. And the fact that I was hit certainly wasn't your fault.
Well, of course, I didn't allow him to hurt you purposely, Penny, but... Well, it seems to me that everything I do hurts you in some way, whether I'm directly responsible or not. Penny.
What?
Maybe this is another warning to us.
What do you mean, another warning to us, Johnny?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, it was only a miracle you weren't hurt in that automobile accident. Last week, it was a miracle you weren't killed by Jim Martin. Penny, maybe we're being warned that we don't have as much time as we think.
Maybe I'm just having my share of accidents now. And from now on, everything will go along smoothly.
When has it, Penny? When have things gone smoothly for any length of time? Penny, so far we've just been lucky. We haven't lost each other for good. But how long is our luck going to last?
Johnny. Oh, Johnny, I wish I knew how to explain something to you. I tried once, and I thought you understood. But
I'm beginning to realize that you don't really understand me.
Yes, I do, Penny.
No, you don't, Johnny. You couldn't. Because I guess I don't understand myself. Johnny, I just don't sleep well these nights.
What?
And I've been doing a lot of thinking about myself, trying to understand myself. Trying to understand the things that happened to me. The way I feel about things, about people.
Mm-hmm. Did you come to any conclusions?
No. Only that I'd like to feel free, Johnny. I'd like to feel that I didn't owe anything to anyone. I'd like not to care too much what happens to others. To go my own way and do what I wanted when I wanted to do it. I'd like not to worry about the effect it might have on those around me. I wonder what it's like to see someone in trouble, however great or small, and not feel that you had to help them.
Penny, you don't have to help anyone.
I do, Johnny. Something forces me to. I don't have any control over it. Seems like some force far stronger than any thoughts I have about being practical drives me into other people's lives. Let other people come into my life. Oh, Johnny, it's like I'm not really living my own life at all.
No, Penny, you're not living your own life. But I still don't see why you can't.
Just because something about me won't let me, Johnny. I want to. Sometimes I feel as though I just have to go somewhere to get away from everyone and everything I know. Go where nobody knows me. I don't think that'd help. It'd be the same all over again with the people I met as it is with the people I know.
Well, look, if you hate the life you lead, why don't you...
I don't hate it, Johnny. I don't hate things as they are. I'm just puzzled by them. And things as they are give me a grave doubt about the future and about you.
Well, what do you mean, Penny?
I mean, Johnny, I really wonder about it. I really wonder, maybe you're wasting your time waiting for me.
What?
Maybe starting right now, Johnny ought to forget about me.
Is this the end of Johnny Keith's hopes ever to marry the girl for whom he's waited so long? Is Penny suggesting that she'll never marry anyone? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat per pound. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. And marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.